Well, it may be 20 below outside, but at least there's plenty to watch on TV. Slice open a fresh tauntaun and get cozy. It's the 90.5 WESA Social Club Podcast.
Did you watch the SNL?
No. We have this conversation every time.
But you watch other things.
Early. And also, Josh, I have like kind of a crappy attitude about SNL, as we've established.
I don't think we've gotten there.
Phil Hartman was kind of the zenith, as far as I'm concerned. It's all been downhill since.
Oh my God.
I mean, yeah, I'm aware that there is this phenomenon where people tend to associate like their formative years as like the golden age, and people just instinctively hate new performers until they get used to them and they love them. I know that that's what's going on, but it doesn't change the fact that I don't care. I don't care about anything that's happened in the last 10 years or so on SNL. Sorry.
I've been watching since the 90s, and I agree. I hate and then love, and then hate and I love. But I think about the cast today, and then I think about Kate McKinnon and how she was making me giggle during her Celebrity Jeopardy.
Is.
Oh my gosh, she's so funny. Yeah. She does a Justin Bieber impersonation. And
Is he like a celebrity?
The Biebs.
No, I'm just kidding.
The Biebs.
I know who Bieber is.
And it's hilarious. It's so funny.
I believe you.
All right.
Supposing one wants to do something other than watch TV on a weekend, what should one do, Rachel?
I thought we were going to talk about like Better Call Saul. I was like getting ready for the rest of the TV talk. Okay.
Wait.
That's another podcast.
No. Well, what did you think?
I liked it.
Did you watch? There's like two out now. I just saw the first one.
I saw the first one.
Okay. That's where I'm at.
Yeah. My husband teases me and is like, no, we have it on DVR, but I don't want to watch it right now. You want to read? Come on, let's watch this.
Come on.
I know.
I sat my wife down and said, look, so this is a new show. It's starting now. This is your chance to get it on the ground floor. She never got on board with Breaking Bad, despite all of my attempts, which is fine. It probably would not have been to her liking, a lot of the stuff. But I was like, no, this is going to be lighter and, you know, a little funnier.
I think it's
not as silly as I was expecting, but
I think it's going to get even darker.
I
read a lot of articles about this, so I feel like I have a really good understanding.
We're reformatting the podcast. We're not going to talk about anything except TV from here on out.
That'd be awesome. Well, we have like so many offshoots. We have TV, we have beer. We could probably just argue for 20 minutes.
That's cool. We could do that. All right. Well, this is the Social Club, much as we may incline in other directions. It's the Social Club from 90.5 WESA. I'm Josh Rollerson. Rachel Carlson works for Yelp Pittsburgh. Welcome back, Rachel.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here on this cold day.
Oh, God. Let's not talk about the weather.
I know. We can just do another podcast about how my pipes have been frozen for 3 days and I can't wash my hair anyway. Oh,
no. So did you, in fact, go out last weekend or did you just watch TV?
I did. I just watched TV. I really don't I went out much at all. Is that so sad?
I'm rubbing off on you, I think.
Just this last weekend.
You're living the Rollerson lifestyle.
I have got a lot planned for this weekend.
Okay.
So.
What do you got?
So first off, we have Pittsburgh Winter Beer Fest.
Nice.
Yay. So I just want to make a special note. Saturday is completely sold out. So anyone wanting to go on Saturday, too bad, unless you have your tickets and have fun. Friday is not sold out. We still have tickets. You better hop on it as soon as you can. Don't even know if they'll sell them at the door because they may sell out, you know, as we speak. But definitely get your tickets because it is guaranteed to be a fun time because it has beer involved.
Cool.
And obviously, Josh is into that.
What do you like to drink this time of year when it's miserably cold? Do you have a winter warmer?
I like the stouts. I generally like the darker beers, but I really like I hate to be that girl, but I really like the darker ones, the chocolate or the hazelnut.
That's cool.
Like I said before, I love the banana bread beer, but I'm sorry. What about you?
I'm done with all that stuff. No, please don't.
Okay.
I agree 100%. I don't know. I'm hankering a little bit for like a Bock, which I know it's premature. That's supposed to be like closer to, well, I guess we're in Lent now. So technically Bock is okay.
With
it's appropriate
the fish?
Seasonally. With fish. No,
If you pair white wine with fish, then I would think you would pair like a wheat or
that makes sense.
A lighter.
All right. Well, that's another topic.
Yeah. Okay.
And by the way, we are going to have to do an episode on fish fries.
Oh, okay.
It's that time of
year. I actually did a little thing with the Pittsburgh Business Times. They do a fish fry chronicle.
Oh, cool.
And I taped /8/enjoyed with a Pittsburgh Business Times reporter. It was very fun.
Nice. All right. Well, so you've already done that.
Oh, no. We'll talk about where we can find fish fries.
Can I ride the Times' coattails?
Yeah,
there
we
a
just
bit?
Did one place.
Okay.
So don't worry. We'll figure that out.
All right, cool.
We'll get on the bandwagon.
Okay, so Winter Beer Festival is happening.
What else? Winter Beer Fest. So we have comics and cocktails. Mm-hmm. Sounds like something that might be up your alley,
in
too.
In that order?
Any order, I think. Yeah. So this place, it's called Boom Concepts. It's on Penn Avenue. And we have cocktails and comics. So pretty much you can go and talk about your favorite comics, have some cocktails. They're going to have some special releases if you guys are nerding out about comics.
Oh, so it's comic books.
Comic books.
I was thinking like stand-up. My head is still in last week's
episode.
Yeah.
Yes, comic books.
Okay, all right.
I don't think you're into that. Am I
totally,
pre-assuming?
Yeah, well, yeah, at various times. I've fallen out of touch with the comics scene, but yeah.
Well, this is your chance.
Speaking my language.
On Friday night. And it's a free event.
Cool.
So you can head down to Penn Avenue Boom Concepts, which is, I think, a newish gallery.
Okay.
So you can head there on Friday. Saturday, so another sold out event, but I feel like a lot of our listeners probably have tickets for the Southside Soup Contest.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard about that?
Yes.
Okay. Have you gone?
No.
Okay. So I remember the first time I was down in the South Side and seeing this huge crowd of people standing around with tiny little cups and
lined up for soup.
Lined up for soup.
It might have been a homeless shelter, Rachel.
No, no, no. It's a South Side Soup Contest. So a lot going on. Actually, the studio's here hosting the VIP party.
Is that right?
Did you know that?
Nobody. I'm obviously not
in.
Very important, or I would have known about it.
I think you can sneak in.
All right. Yeah. I do have a key. I can get in here.
Yeah. So there, you guys are hosting the VIP portion. We are giving some swag for that. And then if anyone is going to the Southside Soup Contest, we're running a #soupselfie. So take your best soup selfie, and we're running a contest where you can win a bag of Yelp swag with Southside vendors.
So this is you pose with your soup?
You pose with your soup. You pose with your friends.
You pose in a bowl of soup, like a giant vat or something.
I wouldn't hope
would that go to the front of the line.
That would not happen.
What are you judging on? Originality?
For soup?
No, for the selfie contest.
Oh, I mean, I think originality is the wackiest. I mean, let's face it. It's not going to be someone smiling with the spoon to their face. Hey.
How about thumbs up?
No.
No?
Not going to cut
it. All right.
Setting
the bar high here for the soup selfie contest.
Yes. So soups, #soupselfie on Saturday. Get it in. You'll win some great prizes for the Southside Soup Contest. And then just a note for the next couple years, just you got to get on the ball right as soon as tickets go on sale because they sell out every year. It's crazy.
Get cracking.
Yeah. And then we have Eat.Drink.Pittsburgh.
I like it.
No exclamation
direct
point after the
to
Pittsburgh.
The point.
I know. So you know what you're going to be doing here?
I'm going to guess it involves eating and drinking.
Yes. Good job.
And Pittsburgh.
Absolutely. Good
nailed
job.
Nailed it.
So we have Eat Drink Pittsburgh, which is at the Wyndham downtown. Tickets are between $40 and $75, just depending on whether you want the VIP or the regular Joe ticket, which it's okay because regular Joe tickets are totally acceptable because you're still going to get food and drinks. So we have a huge list of vendors I'm like looking through this list and it's just astounding me. Beto's is here. I know Mercurio's, which is always a fan favorite. Pittsburgh Brewing is going to be there. 9 on 9, Nakama. So a lot of great restaurants. The list really goes on. So I would take up all of your time if I read it all. But you have to go.
Awesome.
Eat, drink, be merry, stay warm. And then I have an extra special bonus on Tuesday. This is something that kind of popped up on my radar that looks really fun. It's a screen print party with Popcraft. So I think this is a new thing that they're launching. This is at the Beer Hive. Have you ever been to the Beer Hive?
Yeah.
It's a cool place.
Nice. Yeah, in the Strip.
Mm-hmm. And Aaron Kleiber was just talking about how they do the stand-up.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, and so it's a great place to go and get wings, and they have a really awesome beer selection, too. Uh-huh. So you can head here for $40. They're going to be doing screen printing. You can bring your own t-shirt. They're going to be having t-shirts there, too. You can print your own design. They're going to have designs. So it's pretty much a screen print, paint.
Artsy, beer. Craftsy, beersy.
Yeah, nice. Which, I mean, I think that's the best of all worlds.
Yeah, that's the trifecta.
Yeah. Right there. So $40, don't think that's bad. You can head out on a Tuesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. Beer Hive.
Good stuff. Thanks again, Rachel.
Of course.